我们继续来谈我们教会早期的一些工人的美好脚踪。
Let's continue to talk about the footprints of some of our early workers.
我不谈细节哈，只是谈重点。
I'm not going to go into details, only into the major points.
现在介绍一个长老，叫做郭多马长老。
Now I'm going to introduce Thomas, an elder Thomas Kuo.
郭长老是福州人啊，福州。
Elder Kuo was from Fuzhou, China.
本来他是安息日会医院的副院长。
He used to be the director of a hospital of the Adventist Church.
那后来听到道理以后，他就辞掉这个医院的工作。
And after he heard the gospel, he quit his job at the hospital.
带着两个儿子。
And he took his two sons.
三个人啊，一起献身。当真理教会的传道者。
And the three of them together became pastors of the True Jesus Church.
郭多马长老我没有见过。
I've never met Elder Thomas Kuo.
郭长老的儿子郭子元长老我见过。
But I have met his son, G.N. Kuo.
有一段时间当台湾神学院的院长，也教过我们课。
He used to be in part of the theological seminary and he used to teach us.
郭长老他们父子啊，学问相当好。
Elder Kuo was very educated.
所以对我们教会早期的神学训练哦，帮助很大。
And so he was very helpful in the theological training in the early days.
那这个郭长老啊，对郭多马长老啊，对我们教会早期的建立啊，帮助很大。
And Elder Thomas Kuo also helped a lot in establishing the churches in the beginning.
我们教会早期啊，刚开始的时候大概。得到道理很热心啊，你就去传道理，也没有人管啊。
In the early days, a lot of people, when they heard the gospel, they were very fervent and began to preach without anyone actually overseeing.
到1926年的时候
And in 1926,
开了一次的大会
They held a meeting.
那这个郭长老跟台湾的黄以利沙长老，他们就联合建立了三件事情。
And in this meeting, Elder Kuo and Elder Elisha Huang set up three things.
就是说啊，教会要有组织。
That there should be organization in the church.
因为你没有组织的话就个人传个人的有时候道理偏差了都不知道。
Because if there is no organization, if people preach their own things and the truth is different, then no one will know.
要有一个组织成立总会。
So there should be an organization and they established a GA.
工人统一的训练，统一的差派。
And there was a mutual training and mutual sending out.
这是第一个成立组织，成立总会。
So this was the first thing that occurred. They established a GA.
第二个就是要训练工人。
Second thing they decided to do was
to train. 所以开神学班。
To train workers, so they
held, 一起都是三个月。
They held theological seminars for 3 months.
训练工人出去传道。
To train workers to preach.
第三个就是做宣传。
Third was to do preaching.
所以就印刷刊物出版圣灵报。
And so they printed out flyers and made the Holy Spirit monthly.
所以这三样事情对我们教会的发展很重要。
And so these three things were very important to the growth of our church.
这个有的人认为说教会圣灵带领不要组织了。
A lot of people think that the church is led by the Holy Spirit. There's no need for organization.
这种讲法是似是而非，好像对，但是实际上不对。
And it seems like this is right, but it is wrong.
为什么呢
？Why？
你一部机器有很多的零件。
Because a machine has many different parts.
零件都很好，但是你没有把它组合起来。这个机器不会动。
And even though there are many parts, and that the parts are good, if you don't put it together, then the machine will not work.
所以很多的工人我们要把它组合起来。
So we must bring all the workers together.
所以保罗说这个教会好像一个身体。
So the church is like a body.
我们每一个人都是身上的肢体。
And as Paul says, we are all members of the body.
有的当眼睛，有的当手，有的当嘴巴。
Some of us are eyes, some of us are mouths, and some are hands.
但是手跟那个嘴巴，你不能够说跟身体分开啊。
But the hand or the mouth cannot leave the body.
各样的器官都很好，但是要整合成为一个身体。
Every organ is very good, but only together can they make up.
所以教会是一个属灵的团体，也要属灵的组织。
So the church is a spiritual body.
哦，啊，让每一个肢体啊，啊都能够发挥它的功用。
And every organization can do their own tasks.
啊，每一个肢体啊，啊都互相支援。
And every member of the body works together.
啊，这是组织的重要性。
This is the importance of organization.
啊，这个工人要训练。
And we must train workers.
啊，有的人说啊，不要训练啦，都圣灵教我们就好了。
Some people may say we don't need training, just have the Holy Spirit lead us.
但是不是说啊，一百个工人，圣灵要感动一百个工人啊来传道的，不是这样。
But it's not that there's 100 workers and the Holy Spirit moves 100 workers to preach the gospel.
我们早期的工人啊，圣灵感动他们，领受很多的道理。
In the early days, the Holy Spirit touched many workers.
啊，这个道理你要教别人啊。
And they must bring this truth to other people.
所以保罗说啊，我从神啊领受很多的道理。
So Paul said, I've received a lot of truth from God.
啊，所以他就教导提摩太，教导提多。
And so he taught this to Timothy and to Titus.
啊，然后教导提摩太说，你们还去教导一些啊忠心的人。
And he told Timothy to teach it to faithful workers.
所以我们领受了道理，哎呦，一代一代教导下去。
So the truth that we receive must also be passed on from generation to generation.
所以开始设神学会，啊，后来设神学院啊。
And so they started to have theological seminars, and then they had the TTP.
还有宗教教义啦，神学青年神学训练。
And they set up religious education and training for youth.
所以这个训练很重要，就是要让工人啊能够装备啊能够有力量啊来做工。
So training is very important and allows the workers to equip themselves to be prepared to do work.
啊，这个文宣的工作啊是打先锋的。啊，就是说啊，我们人还没有到的地方啊，啊，这个文宣品都先到了。
So the literary ministry can help with the pioneering work.
我说那个魏保罗他不是写了很多的见证单吗
？And Paul Wei wrote a lot of testimonies.
啊，这个传单啊就流传到全省各地，全国各地。
And these testimonies were passed on to the ends of the earth.
啊，有的人看到哇，这个道理这么好。
And some people read and saw, wow,
the
truth is so good.
啊，有神的能力啊。
With the help of God.
啊，他们要为保罗去啊，为保罗没有办法去，结果他们就来。
And they couldn't have Paul Wei go, and so they would come themselves.
啊，就觉得学到了道理以后啊，就到处这里去传了。
And when they heard the gospel themselves, and they would preach the gospel.
所以我们教会有些地方啊，也是从教会的刊物先起。比如说那个沙巴的教会，由一本圣灵报开始。
Oh, so a lot of the churches were started with publications. For example, the Holy Spirit Monthly.
菲律宾的教会是一本那个生命之道。
The church in Philippines was started with one of our publications.
啊，有的地方啊，他们是从教会的网路上啊，网路上看到我们教会的道理啊，这样跟我们联络的。
And there were other places which saw our truth from the websites, and they contacted us.
所以这三样东西都很重要。
So these things are all very important.
那，啊，这个台湾的教会成立以后啊，哥多玛长老每年都去训练工人。
After the Taiwan GA was established, Elder Thomas Kuo would go train workers every year.
所以后来这个台湾教会啊啊会成为整个世界。传道的中心啊，有它的原因。
And this is why Taiwan became one of the centers of evangelism.
啊，因为训练很多工人。
And they trained a lot of workers.
美国的教会最早来传道的是哥多玛长老。
The first person to come preach to America was Elder Thomas Kuo.
大概1930年代的时候。
In 1930.
在上海有一位叫做李爱珍执事。
There was an Elder Aizen Lee in Shanghai.
啊，那是本来生在夏威夷。
He was born in Hawaii.
然后来回到中国。
And he returned to China.
在上海得到道理。
In Shanghai, he received the
gospel. 所以他就把圣灵报啊啊寄给他啊夏威夷的亲戚。
And he sent the Holy Spirit monthly to his relatives in Hawaii.
啊，他们看到了刊物以后啊，他们就很渴慕道理。
And when they read the publications, they really desired after.
啊，所以有一个何的姓何的姐妹啊，回到上海啊，在上海那边受洗。
And a sister He went back to Shanghai and was baptized there.
啊，当然在夏威夷也有更多人信主。
And in Hawaii, more people believed.
啊，所以就成立了教会。
And there the church was established. 1930
年代啊，哥多玛长老曾经到夏威夷来布道。
And in 1930, Elder Thomas Kuo went to Hawaii for evangelical service and established churches.
那后来因为打仗的关系啊，啊就失掉联络。
But because of the war, we lost contact with them.
不过本来那个教会啊，虽然人越来越多啊。
And although more and more people attended the church there,
到1949年的时候
，in
1949，有一位古阿纳执事
，there was an deacon Anaku，
他是在夏威夷出生的
，and she was born in Hawaii。
那他后来回到中国啊
，and later she went back to China。
所以他1949年回到他出生的地方啊去找教会
，and in 1949 she returned to her hometown to find the church。
后来发现说啊，这个教会啊。是在水游泳池里面洗礼。
And she found out that the church was baptizing in a swimming pool.
所以后来啊，她觉得这个不对了所以就有一批人呐、离开那个教会。
And she thought this was wrong, so there was a group of people who left that church.
另外啊，把重新重组按照我们教会的道理就是现在的夏威夷教会。
And they regrouped and reformed the True Jesus Church, which is what is now in Hawaii.
所以在夏威夷啊，有一个叫做 The True Jesus Mission.
So in Hawaii, you'll see that there's a True Jesus Mission.
那个是早期的教会，但是已经变质了。
And that was our early church, but it has gone away from the truth.
后来我们教会啊，在夏威夷又另外设立一个 True Jesus Church.
And later on, we established a True Jesus Church in Hawaii.
因为那个名称很相近哈。
And the names are very similar.
所以我们刚刚开始要登记的时候啊，也花了很长时间。
So when we wanted to register, we spent a lot of time.
那个True Jesus Mission 他才同意我们呐、另外用True Jesus Church在夏威夷的政府登记。
Later, True Jesus Mission allowed us to use True Jesus Church to register in Hawaii.
不过我们现在跟True Jesus Mission 没有联络。
But now we don't have any contact with True Jesus Mission.
我们现在夏威夷有。霍洛努鲁的教会有毛伊有卡哇伊的聚会所。
And now in Hawaii we have churches in Honolulu, Maui, and Kauai.
好，这是最早哈，哥多玛长老来传道的。
This is the early church that Elder Kuo Thomas, Elder Thomas.
这个哥多玛长老的儿子郭美图，我们等一下会讲到。
Later on we're going to talk about Elder Thomas Kuo.
我现在说他的小儿子叫做郭子言长老。
First I'm going to talk about his other son, Elder.
后来被派到香港去传道。
He was sent to Shanghai to preach.
最后派到印尼。
And then was later sent to Indonesia.
后来因为战争的关系，他回不去。
But because of the war, he wasn't able to return home.
所以他在印尼待了很长一段时间。
So he stayed a long time in Indonesia.
后来到台湾。
And then went to Taiwan.
在神学院里面教书。
And taught at the TTP there.
大概快70岁的时候，他才回中国。
And when he was around 70, he went back to China.
回去以后他已经跟他长老娘已经。几十年没有见面哦。
And at that time, he hadn't seen his wife for decades.
我是听说呢，长老娘在文化革命的时候被红卫兵用那个铁条把她刺了，眼睛看不见。
I heard that during the revolution, this elder's wife was pierced in her eye by a metal thing.
不过她后来晚年的时候能够回去，能够最后在家乡离世哦。郭子言长老。
So, but in later days, Elder Guo Ziyan was able to return home.
郭长老留下很多的资料哈。
Elder Guo left a lot of publications.
我们有很多他写的东西相当好。
We have a lot of his writings, and they're all very good.
有一本书叫做《真道提要问答》。
There is a book called The Q&A.
这是我们在训练就是信徒的给信徒对道理的了解，很好的一本书。
And this is a book that helps believers who have a lot of questions about the gospel.
英文版呢已经翻译好了，大概最近会出版。
There is an English version that has been translated and it will be published soon.
它的道理就是很扎实，都是圣经根据一段一段这样讲。
And it's very detailed. It goes into the Bible verses.
假如一个人能够把那一本书你看个两三遍你的道理根基就会扎根了。
If you can read it 2 to 3 times, then you will be have a strong foundation in the truth.
接下来谈这个1932年的时候。
Now I'm going to talk about 1932.
我们在中国上海的总部所发生的事情。
About something that happened in Shanghai.
我们1926年说要设立总会。
In 1962, we wanted to establish the GA.
总会本来设在南京。
And the GA used to be in Nanking.
但是因为上海是一个国际都市，那个时候就相当发展了。
And at that time, Shanghai was very established and it was booming.
当时的工人有一个使命，就是说我们这个道理要传到全世界。
And the workers at the time had a mission to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以把总部就第二年就搬到上海。
So they wanted to move their headquarters to Shanghai.
我们在上海的宝山路。
And in Shanghai, on a street called
Dasan, 叫做闸北的地方。
In 闸北。
在那边呢，我们盖了一个非常大的大楼啊。
There we built a
作为总会所在地。
There we built a very large building to be our general assembly.
总会的旁边呢，又有一个上海教会。
And next to the building was the Shanghai Church.
这个总会里面呢，除了一些负责人、一些工作人员在那边上班工作以外
，So besides the workers from the GA working in the GA building,
我们很早就有我们自己的印刷厂。
We had our own printing press there.
因为我们这个宣传品啊，很多都是要印啊。印传单、印圣灵报、印书刊。
Because we had to publish a lot of our own publications, there are Holy Spirit Monthly, our Evangelical Flyers.
所以1927年的时候我们就把总会搬到上海盖大楼然后呢请了工人，很多工人在那边工作。
So in 1927, we moved the GA to Shanghai and invited a lot of workers to work there.
但是我们知道说早期的中国非常的衰弱。
But we know that early days in China was very weak.
尤其日本他们开放了以后所以他们科技技术很进步。
Or especially when the Japanese came, then the science began to improve.
他们看到中国这么穷这么弱。
And when they saw that the Chinese were so weak and so
poor. 所以他们就想要欺负中国。
And they wanted to oppress the Chinese.
因为日本那个土地很小又很冷的地方。
And Japan was very small and very cold.
所以他们想说如果能够把中国占下来，哇，他们就变成世界最强的国家了。
And they thought that if they could take over China, they would be the strongest country in the world.
所以他们就说我们三个月靠他们的实力，想要三个月就把中国亡掉，把它吞掉。
And so they wanted to take over China in 3 months.
所以日本人真的很欺负人把他们军队都驻在中国。
And so the Japanese were very oppressive. They had all their soldiers live in China.
像那个上海我们教会的对面就是日本的军营。
军营。
军队驻扎的地方。
Okay, so in front of the GA building in Shanghai was where the bunch of the soldiers, Japanese soldiers, stayed.
1932年的一月。
In January of 1932.
那个日本的军官他们就说：“我们有一个日本人被你们中国人杀掉了。
”Japanese said that there is a Japanese person has been killed by you Chinese.
所以要求中国的政府要道歉。
And so they demanded that the Chinese government apologize.
还要赔偿。
And to give recompensation.
提出了很多条件。
And they gave a lot of threats.
上海的市政府他们就很紧张就想要应付他们，就是说要。答应他们所有的条件。
And the Chinese government was very scared and wanted to comply with all their requests.
但是想说大概谈完条件赔偿一下就没事了。
And they thought that if they complied with their requests and gave them some money, then everything would be okay.
哪里知道半夜的时候日本的军队就开始炮击了，开始攻击了。
They had no idea that in the middle of the night, the Japanese would set fire or start fire in China on the streets.
趁着你没有准备的时候就进攻了。
During when they were unprepared, they began to attack.
所以那个时候中国的军队比较弱一点呐。
And at that time, the Chinese army was very
weak. 但是讲起来那个士气还不错。就是那个百姓的那个。
Oh, but their spirit was very strong.
所以虽然他想说很快就要把整个上海都占领了，但是这样就攻不下。
And so the Japanese thought that they would be able to take over Shanghai really quickly, but they couldn't.
因为正规的军队虽然没有办法跟你打。
Because although they were not able to fight.
所以很多的军人都变成平民。
So a lot of the soldiers became regular people.
因为他们整个上海市他们都很熟悉。
And because they were all very familiar with the city of Shanghai,
日本人来还是外来的人啊, 你还是不熟悉环境啊,
and the Japanese were foreigners, so they weren't very familiar with Shanghai. 所以很多啊,
中国的军队啊, 就躲到房子里面, 躲到巷子里面,
so a lot of Chinese soldiers hid in houses, hid in alleys.
啊, 变成老百姓一样,
and they pretended to be
突然间啊, 一个炸弹就丢出来, 啊, 有人, 哇, 就不错就烧掉了,
they pretended to be like normal citizens, and all of a sudden they would throw out a bomb.
啊, 所以让日本的军队, 他们是海军陆战队啊, 很强的, 但是啊, 就吃了很多亏, 死了好多人。
So although the Japanese Navy was really strong, a lot of their people died.
然后说他们很生气啊, 就派飞机轰炸。
And so they were really angry and started to send an air force.
哦, 啊, 结果我们教会旁边啊, 有一个, 啊, 一个很大的书房, 叫做商务印书馆。
And next to our church was a
一个书房, 书籍, 很有名的书籍。
A place with books.
A
bookstore. A very famous bookstore. And it was bombed, and all five stories of that building was burned.
啊, 那里面很多啊, 很珍贵的藏书啊, 全部被火烧掉了。
And a lot of very precious publications were burned up.
啊, 其实离我们教会啊, 不远啊。
And it was not very far from our church.
啊, 因为我们教会里面啊, 里面很多人住在那里嘛, 有那个, 总会负责人工人他们的眷属都住在里面。
And in our church building, there was a lot of people living there. For example, our GA workers.
啊, 日本兵看到说, 哎, 怎么里面有影子啊, 在那边跑来跑去。
And when the Japanese saw that, there were some shadows running inside the church.
啊, 怀疑说啊, 我们里面有那个便衣的军队啊, 军人穿便服住在里面。
They thought that we had the soldier citizens hiding within the church.
啊, 可以从楼上高高的地方可以看到那个日本的军队。
Because from the high up on the building, they could see the Japanese soldiers.
所以他们就用机关枪扫射。
And so they started to shoot at the building.
连续36个小时,
they shot for 36 hours straight.
一直扫射嘛,
they kept shooting bullets.
哦, 啊, 结果我们里面有21个人,
and we had 21 people in there.
感谢主耶稣的保守, 啊, 就是一个人都没有受伤,
thank God, due to his protection, none of them were harmed.
哦, 啊, 但是啊, 饿了好几天啊, 都没有东西吃,
but they were hungry, there was nothing to eat.
因为你没有办法出去找东西啊,
because you can't go out.
哦, 啊, 不过三天到第三天的时候,
but when it came to the third day,
突然间啊, 日本的宪兵就跑进来了,
the Japanese soldiers came in,
啊, 就一直搜查,
and they came to investigate.
啊, 啊, 最后啊, 把我们教会三个执事啊, 两个弟兄, 一个弟兄, 两个执事啊, 就抓出来,
and they captured two of our deacons and one brother.
啊, 一个是总务者, 叫做谭执事,
there was an deacon Tan, who was from Hulan.
第二个就是张傻家族士,
second was Deacon Chang,
第三个就是郭美图弟兄,
and the third was a brother Quo,
郭多玛长老的大儿子,
he was Elder Quo's oldest son,
把他们三个人抓起来, 把他们绑起来,
and so they captured those three brothers and tied them up,
他就把他带到那个日本人的军营里面了,
and brought them to the, where the Japanese,
因为他们认为说啊, 他们是, 啊, 那个, 伪装的, 这个是中国的军人,
and they said that you are, you are Chinese soldiers.
哦, 啊, 就抓去那里, 在一个广场, 把他们绑着啊, 啊, 就准备开枪, 啊, 把他们打死。
And they tied them up and were ready to shoot them.
哦, 啊, 就那个张傻家族士啊, 他曾经到日本留学。
Deacon Chang had once been in Japan.
他是台湾彰化人。
He was from Taiwan originally.
啊, 他用日本话一直跟他们讲讲讲啊, 就讲不通。
And he kept using Japanese to try to speak to them, but they wasn't able to communicate.
那个兵啊, 那个刺刀都弄好了。
And the Japanese already had their bayonets ready.
你知道那个日本人啊, 那个时候很残忍哦。
And we know that the Japanese at the time were very cruel.
哦, 看到那个不喜欢的人啊, 刀拿起来就砍头。
Whoever they saw that they disliked, they would just cut off
啊,
their heads.
不然就是, 啊, 用枪啊, 有时候都枪啊, 啊, 那个子弹就打到脑筋啊, 一个子弹就完蛋了。
Or you just take a gun to their head and shoot them through the head.
啊, 不然就用刺刀啊, 啊, 从这个背部啊, 就刺进去。
Or use a sword and just stab them in the back.
啊, 他们当时杀人是很残忍的。
When they killed people, they were very cruel.
啊, 当时啊, 已经下令说要把他们三个人 把他杀掉了。
And these Japanese soldiers had already determined to kill these three
brothers. 那个执行的兵啊, 不晓得怎么样, 就是晚一点, 没有执行。
And so, but one of the soldiers, from, we don't know why, was said that we will act later.
啊, 他们三个人啊, 那个时候啊, 那就也没有讲啊，就突然间啊，大家都祷告，想说啊，啊，既然快死了，就祷告啊，求主耶稣接我灵魂回去啊。
And when they were about to die, the three brothers began to start praying and ask God to take their souls for them.
哇，祷告圣灵就满。
And they were praying and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，那个兵就跑过来说。哎，你们在做什么
？And the soldiers came and said, "What are you doing?"
啊，什么叫做 Hallelujah?
What is Hallelujah?
哦，阿多还在问呢、啊。突然间，一个军官走过来了。
And when they were still asking this, one of the soldiers came.
那个军官呢、啊，就跟那个兵说。
And these, oh, the head soldier came.
啊，这是好人，这是好人。
So these are good people.
啊，叫他说不要把他们杀掉。
Don't kill them.
啊，然后派一个便衣的日本军官，
and then,
派一个。便衣、哦、就是穿平常服装、
oh,
不穿军服的日本军官
and then he asked a soldier dressed as a civilian to come over
然后把他们三个人、啊、这个捆绑都松掉
and,
然后把他们带到那个上海外国人的租界区
and had him untie them and bring them to a foreign area for the for
因为上海、啊、很多的地方、啊、都是有英国美国人、啊、住在那里、啊就因为中国很热嘛，所以把土地都割给别人了。
Oh, he brought them to the foreign embassy, where because there were a lot of English or Englishmen in them.
啊，所以让他们才能够得到平安。
And in this way, they were able to attain peace.
如果说把他们放掉，可能在路上啊又被杀掉。
Because if they set them out in the streets, perhaps they would have been killed again.
啊，后来因为那个上海总部啊都被烧毁掉了，啊，后来就在租界区啊，在那边呢、啊、租一个地方啊，啊又在那边做上海总部。
And because the headquarters in Shanghai was all burned up, they set up a new area to be headquarters.
啊，啊，等到战争结束了以后啊，后来再重建哈、哦，啊，后来又把那个总部搬回到南京。
And afterwards, after the war, they once again rebuilt the GA and was moved back to Nanjing.
啊，这是我们在啊教会历史上啊一个。1932年呢、啊，所发生的一个事情。
So this is what happened in 1932.
感谢主啦，虽然在那个战争当中啊。
Thank God, although in the war.
主耶稣特别保守。
God still protected them.
哦，所以你看，说那个炮弹、那个飞机在那边轰炸，哦啊，那个机关枪一直扫射。但是他们都能够得到平安。
So although there are planes sending down bombs and there were guns shooting everywhere, they were still able to have peace.
啊，本来已经啊要被枪毙了，啊，主耶稣又让他们了、啊、得到释放。
They were about to be killed by the gun, but God freed them.
啊，这是一个很惊险的一个事迹哈。
This is a very miraculous event.
那这在我们教会的早期的那个圣灵月刊里面都有一些特别的报道。
And in the early days, the Holy Spirit Monthly have a lot of special reports.
啊，最近呢、啊，在好像2002年嘛。
Recently in 2002.
啊，刚好是那个上海事件哈、哦、发生的70周年呐、啊。圣灵月刊里面有两篇呐、啊、特别的报道。
There was a 70th anniversary of the Shanghai event, and so there was a special report.
好、哦。中日战争下、我们教会的那个蒙难史教会中国跟日本在打仗的时候
in the war between China and Japan
我们教会总部 遭遇到那个患难、的一个历史的记录
And wrote about how our headquarters in Shanghai encountered trials in that time.
我顺便谈一下那个张傻家长老、哦、
Now I'm going to talk about Elder Zhang Chang.
他本来是台湾人、啊、去日本读书。
He was a Taiwanese person who went to Japan to
遇到了黄以丽莎长老。
And there he met with Huang Elisha Huang.
我们讲台湾历史的时候，我们会提到。
And when we talk about Taiwan, we'll talk about him.
后来，因为他们都是要反对日本政府，因为日本人啊管台湾管50年。
At that time, the Japanese had were taking over Taiwan for 50 years.
啊，日本人啊把台湾人当作二等公民。
And they treated the Taiwanese as
啊，所以很多台湾人不太自由。
I said as second-class citizens, and so they were not the Taiwanese were not.
所以像有些啊比较山地那个很强壮的啊，他们会用武力抵抗。
And so the people, the Aboriginal people who were stronger would try to rebel.
所以日本人就把山地人啊隔开啊，让他们住在山地。
And so they took the Aboriginal people and put them up in the mountains.
但是这个平地人啊，他们就用不用武力啊，就用那个文化方面的革命运动。
And for the other people, they use literature and culture to try to change them.
所以黄长老他们啊，在日本留学的时候就参加一些啊文化革命的运动。
And so Elisha Huang would attend these cultural.
写刊物反政府。
So the norm, the other people would use cultural revolution or use
a cultural revolution. 或者带领一些人啊去游行请愿。
And so Elisha Huang was one of these people who tried to use this way to.To stir up the people.
后来这个黄长老他到中国去嘛，跑到福建。
So later, Elisha Huang went to China.
本来是要做事业来从事反抗日本的活动。
And he went there originally to do his business and to continue rebelling.
结果在那边呢、啊、得到道理。
But there he received the gospel.
他就说、啊、要救台湾人，要传道理，不是搞革命。
And later he decided he wanted to go back to Taiwan to save souls, not to rebel.
这个张傻家，他是跟那个黄长老很好的，就跟随他。
And Elder Chang, he was a good friend of Elder Huang.
那财产都变卖掉了，就跟着他到福建。
And he sold all his possessions and went to Fujian with Elder Huang.
本来要搞革命的。
At first they were going there to rebel.
黄长老不搞革命了。
But then Elder Huang no longer talked about rebellion.
所以他就对黄长老说：“你把我带到这里，要把我放掉，要我做什么？”
And so Elder Chang said, "You brought me here to do what?"
黄长老说：“来到教会就找他来信主。”
And Elder Chang said, "Oh, come to church and brought him to believe."
信主以后，因为他台湾的财产通通没有嘛，所以他就留在总会，在那边帮忙办圣灵宝。
And after he believed, because he already sold all his possessions, he stayed in the GA building to help with the Holy Spirit monthly.
所以才会发生那个1932年呐、啊、那个事件，他就在当中一个被绑，差点死掉。
So in the 1932 event where he was one of the people who were bound.
这个中日战争完以后啊，后来这个国民党跟共产党打仗嘛，哈。
And after the war ended, there was a war between the Kuomintang
and the Party. 国民党失败了以后啊，就退到台湾去。
And after the Kuomintang was defeated, they went to Taiwan.
所以中共产党就统治了中国。
And the other party took over China.
统治中国以后，一开始就对教会就是限制不可以传教。
And this other party in China told the church that they could not preach.
所以我们教会早期的一些工人有的就被抓去关。
So a lot of our early workers were taken and put in prison.
当时总会啊，1949年，我们教会后来几个总会的总负责人。
So in 1949, a couple of our GA members.
一个叫做蒋约翰执事，我们早上有谈过。
There was an elder, John Chang.
这个蒋约翰后来他被抓去关。
A deacon John Chang, and he was
关了一段时间各跟他洗脑，叫他不可以传耶稣了。
And they told him that he wasn't allowed to preach about Jesus.
然后他被放出来以后，就继续传道了。
But after he was released, he continued to preach the gospel.
政府又把他抓来。
And the government took them.
叫你不可以传道，你怎么又传
？To imprison him again, and said, "We told you not to preach. Why are you preaching?"
他说：“我除了耶稣以后，我不晓以外，我不晓得要讲什么嘞。”
And he said, "Unless I speak about Jesus, I don't know what else to talk about."
所以他继续传道，就抓去关。
And so he continued to preach, and he was
关了又放出来，又抓进去。
So he was captured and released many times.
最后蒋约翰死在监狱里面。
But in the end, John, Elder Deacon John Chang was, he died in prison.
这个张傻家他也被抓去关。
And so Elder Chang was also put in prison.
关到大概80岁的时候才出来。
And he was only released when he was 80 years old.
后来经过了几年以后他就离世。
And after a couple of years, he passed away.
不过这个张傻家长老他对那个信仰很坚持，坚持到底。
But Elder Chang was very rooted in the faith, and he continued in the faith till the end.
我们知道早期在还没有很开放的时候在张傻家的虽然张傻家长老被关了，但他的女儿在他们家都有聚会。
Even though Elder Chang was being in prison, they still continued having service at his house.
所以以前啊，你到上海要去找教会，就是张傻家的女儿，叫做张慧玲姐妹的家聚会。
So in Shanghai, back in that time, when you wanted to go to service, you would go to Elder Chang's daughter's house, whose name was Zhang.
相当长的一段时间。
Sister Chang, and it was.
虽然说房子不是很大，但是都挤得满满的。
Even though the house wasn't very big, it would always be filled with people.
后来现在感谢主，现在相当多啊，人数相当多。
Now there are many people there.
而且分了好多的地方在聚会。
And there are many different places which have
services. 像机场附近的兰会啦。
For example, a place near the airport.
现在我们大部分都是鼓励大家到还是闸北堂那边，上海有一个闸北堂啊，那边呢、比较大，我们信徒比较多。
And we encourage more people to go to the church in Zabetown.
但是那个是一个公用的，我们是用安息日，有的其他教会是用星期天啊，其他时间。
But it's a public place, and so we use the church on Saturday, and other churches use it on Sunday.
很多的信徒啊都在那边聚会。
And a lot of members there have service there.
这是这个教会的一个经过的情形啊。
This is some of the events in the church.
还有。十分钟是吧？
You have 10 minutes.
我本来想讲那个福建的长执会跟王长老哈。
I wanted to talk.
我们有时间的话，我们再回过头来讲。
I'll talk about Elder Wang later if we have time.
我现在来谈那个台湾的教会。
Now I'm going to talk about churches in Taiwan.
我刚刚讲过说啊，有一批台湾人他们跑到福建去。
I talked about earlier how there was a group of people from Taiwan who went to Fujian.
因为很多的台湾人大部分都是从福建移民过去。
And a lot of Taiwanese are originally from Fujian.
所以跟福建呢、就有一点关系了。
So there are a little bit of a relation between.
但是在1895年的时候啊，中国打败仗就把台湾割给日本嘛。
But in 1895, after the Chinese were defeated, they gave Taiwan to the Japanese.
所以日本人管台湾管50年，一直到1945年的时候啊，台湾才光复。
And so the Japanese took over Taiwan for 50 years until 1945.
在那个日本管台湾的时候啊
，While the Japanese were taking over Taiwan,
从台湾直接要到福建很难。
It was very difficult for you to go directly from Taiwan to Fujian.
因为当时台湾有一个特殊的规定啊。
At the time, there was a special.
台湾人可以到日本不要拿护照。
You could go from Taiwan to Japan without a visa.
在日本又可以直接到中国。
And you can go directly from Japan to China.
所以当时他们说啊，如果要从台湾到福建啊，最快的路啊，最近的路就是经过东京。经过日本。
And so at the time, they said that the fastest way to get to China from Taiwan was through Tokyo.
因为不要证件啊，从都到日本啊，然后就跑到福建去了。
So you can go to Tokyo and then directly into China.
所以很多人啊，就借着这个管道啊，就跑到福建。
So a lot of people through this method went to Fujian.
这个黄以立沙长老啊，我说他是他其实啊，中学毕业，大概中学毕业以后啊。就做事业。
After Elder Elisha Huang graduated from middle school, he started.
因为他家族啊有钱。
And because his family had money.
所以他有那个简单的那个铁路公司。
So he had a railroad company.
有凤梨罐头公司。
And a pineapple canning company.
所以啊，很年轻啊，他就是一个事业家。
And so at a very young age, he was a businessman.
不到三十岁啊，就相当有名气。
And he was pretty. He had high status before. He was
所以日本政府啊，曾经给他奖赏啊，说他是一个年轻的事业家。
And so even the Japanese government gave him an award, saying that he was a successful businessman, and gave him a little plate.
但是啊，他很不喜欢，他认为说啊，日本人就是专门欺负我们台湾人，所以把那个奖牌就把它丢掉。
But he was really unhappy with it because he thought that the Japanese were impressing the Taiwanese, so he threw
away the plate. 他说那个好像那个挂在狗上面的牌子一样。
And he considered it as a plate for the dog.
所以三十出头的时候跑到日本呢、去读大学，早稻田大学。
And in his early 30s, he went to Japan for college.
去学经济。
And he was studying accounting.
这个在那边就遇到一些 专门从事反对日本政府的台湾人。
And there he met a couple of Taiwanese people who were rebelling against the Japanese.
所以他就加入了这个组织。
And he joined this organization.
因为他很会写文章。
Because he was really good at writing.
所以很多的那个刊物啦，几乎都是他主笔。
So a lot of the articles were written by him.
所以他是专门做宣传啦，写刊物的。
So he wrote a lot of articles to spread.
黄以丽莎张老师，台湾呐、近代的名人，台湾呐、最近历史上有名的人。
Elisha Huang is a very famous person in history.
所以我们不要以为说我们教会都没有出事的人。
So we shouldn't think that there's no one of high.
是近代台湾呐、相当有名的人。
He's actually someone very famous in Taiwan.
他后来就是到福建准备要盖工厂。赚钱来搞革命。
And he had plans to go to Fujian to have a set up a company and to rebel against the
government. 后来因为得到了道理，1925年得到道理。
But because he received the gospel in 1925.
1926年。
In 1926.
就带了8个传道人从福建坐船到基隆。
He took eight pastors to take a boat from Fujian to Jilong.
上岸以后就先去跟日本政府报备。
And when he got to shore, he first went to the Japanese government.
说我们现在这一次回来，我们不是搞革命，我们要来传道了。
And they said we came here not to rebel, but to preach the gospel.
结果就先回到自己的家乡，就是县西。
So he went to his hometown.
几天的布道会有62个人受洗。
And after having a couple of evangelical services, they had 62 people who were
baptized. 后来又到清水，还有牛条湾。
And they went to two other places.
40天建立了3间教会。
And in 40 days, they established 3 churches.
然后这些工人就回去了。
And the workers went back.
后来中国就陆续派了一些传道人来帮忙。所以台湾的教会就这样发展起来。
And then they sent more workers there, and then the Taiwan churches were established in this way.
这个黄以丽莎长老，他年轻的时候，他们家是长老会的。
When Elder Elisha Huang was young, he was part of a Presbyterian.
虽然因为他有社会地位。
So although he had status.
所以长老会很尊重他，常常请他讲道。
And so the Presbyterian church really admired him and asked him to say.
但他对这个道理半信半疑。
But he wasn't very familiar with the truth.
因为觉得自己生活行为很不好。
Because he thought that his
人家邀着要交际应酬上酒家，他也跟着去。
His contact wasn't very good. Whenever they wanted him to go drinking,
he would go. 上台讲道就讲一些诸事。
And when he was on the pulpit, he would talk about conduct.
结果他对道理都不太懂。
And he didn't really understand the word.
那个感谢主，他后来得到我们教会的道理，领受圣灵，又完全改变。
Later on, thank God, he received the gospel, and after receiving the Holy Spirit, he changed.
他知道说这个道理很真实。
He knew that the
truth was real. 因为他很有学问哦。
And because he was very highly educated.
他英文、德文希伯来原文他都有研究过。
He knew English, German, and Hebrew.
所以他后来对圣经道理下了一番功夫。
And so he put a lot of effort into reading the Bible.
他自己有自己的图书馆。
And he had his own library.
还有很多的书籍。
And a lot of books.
我有一次听陈宏道长老在见证。
I once heard an elder Chen testifying.
说他小的时候到教会去聚会，5岁的时候。
When he was young and he went to when he was 5 years old and went to church for service.
都是教会都是那个黄以丽莎长老在讲道。
And always Elder Elisha Huang giving sermons.
他说他都听不懂。
He always said he never understood.
说是去看长老讲道，不是听长老讲道。
He said he went to church to watch the elder give a sermon, not to.
因为长老都讲启示录。
Because the elder always talked about revelations.
当然很深呐。
Of course, it's very deep.
不过他说看到这个长老很庄严。
But he saw that the elder was very.
看起来好像摩西。
Looked like Moses.
所以长老从台上下来都说摩西下山了。
Whenever the elder came down from the pulpit, he would think, "Oh, Moses is coming down from the mountain."
后来这个陈恒道长老十七岁去读神学院，19岁当传道。
And this elder Chen went to become a went to TTP in 17 years, and he became a pastor.
他就有一个安息日派回到自己的教会，在那讲道理。
And one Sabbath, he went back to his own church to give a sermon.
以前都是听长老讲道，现在变成他要讲道给长老听了。
Before he always heard sermons from the elder, and now he was to speak a sermon to the elder. So at first he was very nervous.
不过后来看到说，哎。 长老好像眼睛闭着在睡觉呢。But
then he looked and he saw, oh, the elder looks like he's
sleeping. 所以他就放心讲喽。And
so he very, very comfortably said a sermon.
早上讲一堂，下午讲一堂。In
the morning he said a sermon, in the afternoon he said a sermon.
讲完以后啊，长老说，来来来，来到我的书房泡茶。And
afterwards the elder said to him, come to my room for tea.
那个黄长老啊，就用那个小小杯子的啊，泡一个小小的。 茶给他,
and the elder boiled the small cup of tea for him.
那个时候啊，这种泡这个老人茶还没有那么普遍嘛,
And at that time, boiling this kind of tea was not very common.
才能到长老说，这个老长老怎么这么小气，怎么给我一点点的？
And this elder Chen said, "Why is elder Huang so greedy, not only giving me a little?"
后来长老就坐下来就开始讲了。
And then afterwards, the elder sat down and began to speak.
你今天讲道理啊，我都很认真听。He
said, "Today in your sermon, I was very listening very hard."
你在睡觉也可以听道理哦。And
Elder Chen said, "Even when you're sleeping, you can listen to sermons."
后来他就讲，你今天讲的哦，怎么好，怎么不好，怎么地方啊，要怎么样。 他就开始讲评了。And
the elder critiqued the sermon from one point to the other.
所以他说，哇，原来长老就是听道理可以睡觉。And
so he said, "Oh, wow, this elder, he can listen to sermons and sleep at the same time."
哦，还可以讲评。And
he is still able to critique.
这就是长老。And
this is the elder.
讲完了以后。After
he spoke.
那个黄长老就从他的书架里面拿了十几本的出埃及记。
After he took a bunch of about 10 books about Exodus.
因为陈长老那一次讲的上下午都讲出埃及记嘛。
Because that day Elder Chen had talked about Exodus.
黄长老跟他讲说啊，年轻人要多看点书。
And Elder Huang said young people should read more books.
啊，我这个书啊不外借。
I don't usually borrow these lend my books.
所以你把这个书名抄下来，自己去买。
So write down the names of these books and go buy them.
所以他就抄下来，就去买。And
so he wrote them down. He went to go buy.
后来那个陈能道长老，他去负担教会的书啊，就是一直研究出埃及记。And
Elder Chen, he would continue to study Exodus.
有一次在一个教会啊，讲了几个月的出埃及记都讲不完。And
in one church, he spoke months of Exodus and couldn't finish.
有的人就讲说，你看那个年轻传道哦，哇，好几个月都没有办法出埃及。
And the people there said, "Oh, look at this young pastor. After so many months, he's still unable to exit out of Exodus."
后来总会的杨长老知道说，哎，他几个月啊都在讲出埃及记，他一定有东西嘛。And
afterwards, an elder Yang in the GA said, "If he's been speaking so much about Exodus,
后来就叫他到神学院去讲。And
he asked him to go to the theological seminary to speak.
所以他后来就开始研究出埃及记其他的经卷这样。And
he began to study the book of Exodus more.
我们默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.